appears that around 2:30 on Sunday morning, one of the compounds in the green zone, three guys got an argument, and it appears also that beers were involved, and things deteriorated very quickly to the extent that one of the guys, British national Daniel Fitzsimon, allegedly pulled a pistol and shot dead two of his colleagues before running through the compound and shooting an Iraqi, and then being captured by the Americans and handed over to the Iraqis, where he faces a very bleak future indeed.
Indeed, he could be the first Westerner to be charged with murder and face a murder trial in Iraq.
Indeed, that's right, and he is in very uncharted territory at the moment. This is something that the Iraqi government has been pledging for many months now. They've been quite unhappy with the presence of Western security contractors in Iraq after the Americans had basically pulled back to their bases within the cities and had been saying that it was high time that they were held to account by the Iraqi government. Now, they make no secret of the fact that they would like these companies to scale back their presence in Iraq, and they make no secret also of the fact that they do have a very different justice system with, I guess, fewer means of redress than we're used to in Western societies. So the accused man at the moment is facing a very uncertain future indeed.
He could face the death penalty.
Yes, he could. And the Iraqis have insisted today that they are of a mind to push for it. Now, Iraqi justice post the occupation really is still taking shape. And there are quite a few variables and quite a few steps that could be taken before it got to the gallows. But that is very much on the table at the moment, and it's something that's been stressed today by the Iraqi Justice Minister.
What kind of questions are asked of potential security workers before these firms send people to work in the green zone in Baghdad?
There's been, I think it's fair to say, a gradual slide in the standard of people that are operating in Baghdad. In the early days, in just following the invasion, the private security contractors were comprised largely of ex-Special Forces people from the British, American, Australian, New Zealand Special Forces. Now, as the private security industry in Baghdad expanded, a lot of other people came in. There were people from regular military units, and then there was a third tier as well. And a lot of these guys had been doormen in pubs in England and in Ireland or Sydney or Auckland, and some of them also had been South African mercenaries and people from third world countries. So there are some mixed standards and mixed levels of experience there, and there really isn't a great deal of consistency amongst the security fraternity.